dives, or the fullbacks, or the running back, whatever you'd like to call him. He realistically is a running back, but plays like a fullback, as does his other brother as well. Out of reach now, strikes for the second time tonight, I believe, with 8 boys, out of reach with 15. I believe out of reach comes out of the halftime locker room, fired up. It marches 7 plays, over 54 yards, and 3 minutes and 28 seconds off the clock for the score. And now they'll be taking off to, I believe, Lester Aggressor Radio, number 6, Luke Whitney, plays tight end, outside linebacker, 6 foot, 170 pounds, soft. And has a lot of family listening all the way across America, including all the way down to Austin, Texas. 8:32 left in the third quarter. 15-8, Iowa Beach leading the Ugly Bearcats. Luke Whitney, left-footed kicker, boots this one high, comes in to about the 22-yard line, and it's going to roll out of bounds. That's going to be an illegal procedure against Iowa Beach, and this will more than likely give the ball to the Ugly Bearcats at the 35-yard line.
The Ugly Bearcats have some really nice, not highly touted playmakers on their team. Carson Oleski, Casey Sweeney, you've seen him do some things tonight. Not a big deal there. Don't let them beat you on a special teams play. Make them beat you running their offense against your big defensive line. So I'm not opposed to that, but it is pretty good field position for the Bearcats, and that's the only thing they need. They just need an inch, and they will take the rest. So we'll see how this Bearcat offense now, after the break, gets their first opportunity in the second half. If they can respond, down 7 in the middle of the third quarter.
The last two Ugly drives actually started in Hunterley's territory. The worst one today was actually the first drive at the 18-yard line. Everything else has been the 30-yard line and beyond. Sweeney under center, hands it off right to his fullback. That's, I do believe, Seth Ossentos came down to the pile.
I think it's Obrusky.
Number 47. There's a 4 in there. We're going to count Obrusky on a carry. It's a guessing game here with a C formation.
Well, it's interesting because
in a yard.
Ossentoski and Obrusky are pretty big kids. 147 and 144. Very, very tough when they dive right up the middle. Who's getting the football? But we got Obrusky there for a 1 yard carry. 2nd and 9 coming up now.
From the 36-yard line, right to left dresser radio are the home team of the Bearcats. They trail Howard Beach 15-8, 7 minutes, 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Formation, keeping things everything nice and tight. 3 in backfield. Sweeney is under center. It's going to be Coy. It's a handoff right up the gut across the 40-yard line out to about the 42-yard line where they slammed down. That would be Carson Koleski on the carry. It's going to be a gain of 6 on the play. 3rd down, 4 yards to go for the Ugly Bearcats.
Jacob Kirsch making the tackle there for the Harvey's defense. Nice run there by Carson Koleski. I really like what this kid provides in the running game. He really kind of brings that top end or higher end speed to the Bearcats. So he's kind of a guy they really want to get going. Shane Ossentoski held him up pretty much single-handedly in the first half. So not surprised if they try to do what Howard Beach did with Puff. They're trying to get Carson Oleski going. Nice run there on 2nd down.
3rd down, 4 to go. Sweet hands it off to his running back. He has the first down, and he takes a team of 3 white jerseys to bring him down to the 48-yard line. That'd be Callan Obrusky running the ball. Tackle made by Howard Beach's number 65, Dakota Deere, defensive tackle. Move the chains for the Ugly Bearcats. 6:52 left in the third, 15-8, Howard Beach leads, but Bearcats on offense.
You know, it's one thing that the Ugly Bearcats do very well, and they always seem to find talent at running back. Callan Obrusky, just a sophomore, and again, he's typically the second or third option on this team, but showcasing the fact that he's going to be somebody, a force to be reckoned with. That's just a sophomore, a couple of bright years of future ahead of him.
Team formation, 1st and 10 from the 49-yard line in Ugly territory. And Howard Beach leads the running back right at the Lickers line of scrimmage as big man Evan Stravinsky stopped him right at the original line and then dragged him backwards. Forward progress has him stopped right at midfield for a 1 yard gain, but if you counted everything, Stravinsky would have pushed him back 5 yards. On the bottom of the pile there, that would be Obrusky.
Yeah, I think, is that Carson Oleski on the run? No, I think Carson Oleski was a 1 yard carry there, but yeah, he ran right into the midst of 76. If you're a Greater Thumb West team and you like to watch the Lakers play, it's Blake Smithers' version. This is a larger body, probably not as quick and athletic. Blake Smithers really is a true package, but Evan Smolensky, when motivated, is a humongous resource for that defensive line for the Pirates.
2nd and 9, this handoff to, I do believe that was Kyle LaBriskie on the carry, out for about 3, maybe 4 yards, out to the 47-yard line. Tackle made by Dakota Deer for the Huskies Pirates. Third down in a long 5 from the Bearcats. 5.5 to 1 in the third quarter, trailing by 7 points to Harbor Beach.
Third down, and they're going to say 6. Now, this is kind of that teetering edge for the Bearcats. They need all 3, probably 4 here to feel comfortable, but they're in Harvick territory, and in Coach Sweeney's world, as we said before, this is 4 down territory. So 4 big yards here is what Ubley's looking for, if not more.
G formation, 3rd down, 6 to go from the Harbor Beach, 46.5 yard line. Sweeney hands it off. This one's to O'Briskie again. He gets out to the 45-yard line for a 1-yard gain. It's going to be a 4th down and 4, maybe 5 yards on the play. Not to go.
Luke Wickie
made that one happen. A 4th and 4 for the other Bearcats.
Luke Wickie kind of gets low and gets in that backfield and is able to wrap up the legs of the ball carrier, which then allowed Devin Puff to come in and clean up the mess. So they both in on that tackle, but just 2 yards for the Bearcats. And with the ball on the Harbor Beach 45-yard line, they're going to need a full 4 yards. And the Bearcats, in their same offense, the Wing T, come onto the field. We'll see whose number they call. The number they have not called the second half, Casey Sweeney.
4th and 4 from the 45-yard line. Casey Sweeney on the keeper around the left side. He has nowhere to go. And Harbor Beach brings him down for a loss of 2 on the play. Luke Woodsy brings him down as well as number 9, Mason Booms in the backfield, and it's going to be a turnover on downs. Harbor Beach fired up and momentum shifting back to their sideline.
Wow, they both did a very nice job, because when Luke Woodsy gets free, he chases behind Casey Sweeney, and Mason Booms just simply does not allow the sideline, and by doing that, Casey Sweeney has to then pivot, cut up the field quicker than he wants to, and that slight slowing down and changing direction was all Luke Woodsy needed to come up and make that tackle in the backfield for a loss of 1.5, maybe 2 yards, and all of a sudden now momentum is with the road team, Harbor Beach, as they take over now at their own 47-yard line, and they're going to spread things out now with Dylan Kadar back in a quarterback.
And we have flags flying, and this is going to come back from the referee, Brian Jones, and this is going to be illegal formation, too many men in the field.
Yeah, you saw Luke Wilson go sprinting off at the last second, and you know, those bright white jerseys stand out, so your head official, Mr. Jones, didn't miss that one at all.
No, not quite. 4:03 left here in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leads 15-8 over the Ubley Bearcats in Ubley. And Harbor Beach just stopped probably on 4th down to get the ball back at what was their 47-yard line. Now they're back to their own 42-yard line, 1st and 15.
A couple of procedural penalties in the second half for Harbor Beach. Both uncharacteristic for both teams, really. The first one didn't affect them. Dylan Kadar was able to make up for it and get that 2-point conversion. But now, 1st and 15, this is go time for that Bearcat defense.
2 wide to the left, 1 to the right, and it's Anderson on the keeper. He gets out maybe a hard 1 yard out to the 43, maybe the 44-yard line. Tripped up by number 55, Nolan Vanner, for the Ubley Bearcats. 2nd down and 13 to go after 2 yards for Anderson. 3:45 left in the third.
That's that design run that you really saw made famous by the Florida Gators a handful of years ago, where those 2 running backs are lead blockers for their athletic quarterback, and they're not able to pick up all the blocks that are needed. The Ubley Bearcats sniffed it out, knew that it was coming because it was so successful in the last series. They all out come in and stop it, and they do a good job. 2nd down, 13 to go, with 3:20 left on the clock in the third quarter.
2 men backfield in the shotgun, one on either side of the quarterback, which would be Anderson, and he's going to take off and run.
He's got the first down, he's got the 30 to the 20, to the 15 to the 10, 5. First down, hurry, the Pirates. Lowest one wide open with 3:08 left in the third quarter, and now Harbor Beach with 2 drives in the second half, 2 touchdowns. This one from Michael Anderson from 56 yards out.
And they run, Harbor Beach has run the read option as good as any team I've seen in this area, and it's simply Michael Anderson watching the defensive end. That defensive end collapses on the handoff. to Devin Puff, and Devin Puff doesn't have the football. So where that space is, that that defensive end leaves, that's exactly where Michael Anderson takes it, right down the heart of the field, right between the hash marks, and there is no deep safety there to make that tackle. It is free rolling for Michael Anderson as he goes untouched into the end zone and opens this game wide open now, 21-8.